For decades, women have been closing the economic inequality gap with men, but the gap has never been completely closed. Women went from earning fewer than 10% of law and medical degrees in 1970 to earning almost half of them by the early 2000s. As a result of this and other signs of progress, many of us have embraced the assumption of continuous female progress. This view is embodied in a number of recent books, including in Hannah Rosen's The End of Men. Certain authors have actually opined that rapid female progress has undermined masculinity in America to the detriment of men. You can observe these themes in Christina Hoff Sommer's The War Against Boys. But recent data indicate that the move to equality has effectively stopped. The U.S. labor force was 46% female by 1994, and that hasn't changed much since. Women's full-time earnings were equal to 76% of men's in 2001, and that statistic only expanded to 77% by 2011. And although women earn a majority of academic degrees, as indicated by a recent New York Times article, their specialties tend to pay less. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.